This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and I always remember that comments made on my part or on the part of any of my guests on this program are for entertainment and educational purposes only, especially as they refer to health. We never try to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease on this show. We share with you information that we feel you may find helpful, and the information we're sharing today, I think you may find particularly helpful. But if you have questions about any of the products that we talk about or any of the things that are shared with you with respect to health awareness on the show, call the team. Give them a call. Reach out to them. They're there to help you. They're there to answer your questions. They can be reached at 800-405-1607. Again, 800-405-1607. Or go out to powerhourradio.com. PowerHourRadio.com will take you to our website. You can learn about us. You can learn about what's going on, upcoming shows, and you can place orders for whole tones. You can place orders for my books and CDs. It's all there on that website, PowerHourRadio.com. So this morning we're visiting with Julie Seibert and having one of those conversations that many people find difficult, but I am thrilled that you're with me this morning and I'm very happy that we're talking about this because I believe that it will help so many people just to be able to hear what you have to say, go out and take a look at your website. Learn some of the things that are on your website. Read through some of the comments that are made for the posts that you put out there. It's just exhilarating information. When I think about it, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, this is me, okay? But I know that so many of the issues and problems that people have, I never had. And I really had not thought too much about people having these issues and problems until I discovered you and your information was shared with me. It's fascinating for me to find out that there are so many people who really struggle with this. And that's why I'm so excited to have you with me on the show today, because if people are struggling, they need to know that they shouldn't be struggling. They don't need to be struggling, and you can help them. So I'm just thrilled to have you here with me today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conaway. I'm happy to be here. And, yeah, I definitely do think you're right that there are people who struggle. I don't struggle with sex and marriage, right, you know, because I've been real intentional about it, and I really enjoy sex. So I am one of those wives who's like a big proponent of healthy sexual intimacy, but the more I spoke to people, the more I found what some of the common struggles were. And so a big one, particularly for women, is the struggle in actually experiencing orgasmic pleasure and having an orgasm. So that is one of the topics I address a lot on my site. And like I mentioned before the break, if people go to intimacyandmarriage.com, under my resources tab, there is a page specifically, it's called the orgasm page, and that's full of posts about orgasm. So some women, where those struggles tend to fall is just being able to achieve an orgasm through intercourse alone, which I'm quick to challenge them on that and say, well, why does it have to only be through intercourse, missionary position? You know, there's other positions. There's other abilities to achieve orgasm through use of hands and, you know, just other sexual techniques. So that's kind of the first place I start is, well, if you're only trying one thing, maybe it's good to branch out and try some other positions and some other techniques. Orgasm, I don't know how much you want me to talk about that, but that is a big topic or a big issue that a lot of women in particular struggle with.
Well, and one thing that I neglected to say when we came back from the break that I should have said, the topics that we're discussing this morning are for mature audiences only. That's right. Parental discretion is advised. So as we continue with this discussion, if you have little ears around, you may want to switch the channel for the time being. But
yeah,
these are things that, you know, once again, when people go to your website, they can delve into many of these posts that you put up and learn so much. I mean, this is the thing that's encouraging for me. A lot of people who have issues with sexual intimacy, either because they don't want to express that they have issues, or they think that there's something wrong with them because they have issues, so they're not even willing to go out and look for books to read or look for resources that they can use. This, you've made it so simple and so easy for people to get out there and just kind of delve into all the things that are truly enlightening, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
definitely,
especially for people who have issues.
And I think for a lot of, you know, back to the thing about pleasure, and not only, I think a lot of it comes down to how do we understand our own bodies, and how our own bodies were designed and how the clitoris was designed. And so that, and then being able to communicate to your husband what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and vice versa, that he can communicate to you what feels good and doesn't feel good. Because here is what I think is a big stumbling block, is too many couples rely on assumption, like assuming that the other person will know what to do. And that just doesn't really lend itself well. Assumption doesn't lend itself well to really getting at the heart of what does feel good. And a common misconception, a lot of women think that men are, that it's only about what's going on in their genital region. You know, it's only about the penis or whatever. And a lot of men will say that they do appreciate more than just being touched in that area. You know, they do appreciate foreplay, and they do appreciate a wife who really, for lack of a better word, shows up and is enthusiastic about the experience. And and vice versa, for women to assume that their husband will always know how to pleasure them, I just think it's a false assumption. I think we have to be able to say, yes, that feels good, no, that doesn't feel good, or please do more of that, or I like it when you, and then fill in the blank.
Right.
And the more, here's the thing, those conversations, I get it, they feel really awkward because we do not get a lot of practice in talking about intimate details like that. We just don't. So even with the person that we're married to and that we love dearly, we just, it feels awkward, embarrassing, odd, whatever. But I'm a firm believer that the more we try to, though, have those conversations, the more comfortable they become. And the more we learn about each other, and ultimately, like, that's the goal, right? Like, you want amazing sexual intimacy. Well, you can't get there just by assumption. You're going to say what feels good and what doesn't feel good. I remember I had a good friend who, she had to really coach her husband on, she didn't like being kissed on her neck. And it was just a personal preference. She just didn't like it. So she had to actually say that, you know, like, I love everything else, but, you know, I don't like being kissed on my neck, so that he can realize that that's a turn off for her, not a turn on. So we have to be able to nurture and build those conversations. And the more we do it, the easier it becomes to have them.
And I think another big thing that you point out very clearly, and something that I believe people need to be reminded of from time to time, our bodies were created. And they were created in such a way as we should be able to experience sexual intimacy and enjoy it. I mean, I don't think that there were any mistakes made. Just my opinion. I don't think God makes mistakes, okay?
Well, and what I would piggyback on that, Dr. Conaway, is to say, you know, sometimes a misconception or a skewed thought I hear from women is that sex is just for the man. You know, it's really just about him, and it's just duty for the woman, or it's just what you have to do. And I challenge them on that. I'm like, okay, the Lord of creation, he made our bodies, and he made the clitoris. It serves no other purpose but sexual pleasure. And this is the thing, too, when people try to argue to me, although we don't hear this argument very much anymore, but when people say, well, sex is just for making babies, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. For one, a lot of sex happens in marriage either beyond childbearing years, or there are couples who can't have kids, can't get pregnant. There's couples who get married later in life. I mean, there's a whole, you know, spectrum of people who obviously sex was not made just for procreation. And then sometimes I'll hear people say, well, God had to put the pleasure in there to trick us into actually procreating. And I said, well, I always say, well, I don't think we serve a God who tricks us. I don't think we serve a God who wants to trick us. I think we serve a God who wants to bless us and abundantly. I think sex was in his vision from the get-go and the pleasure of it. And, you know, I'm quick to say it's not just about the pleasure, but when women try to tell me, oh, it's no big deal that they don't have an orgasm, I'm like, you know, how often do you want to keep doing something if it's not pleasurable? So I do think it's a beautiful design, intimacy, as sexual intimacy in a marriage. And I do think that the more we learn about our bodies and the more we can communicate about what feels good, I think the better we can enjoy sexual intimacy.
Oh, I think that's true. And, you know, to your point, sex outside of procreation, I mean, I really don't think that we would have been created with an endocrine system and all these hormones if it were just for us to be able to procreate. You know, I mean, and we tease about that all the time, you know, especially with adolescents and kids starting to develop and their hormones run wild. And that's why we see so many wild things happening. You know, definitely as years go by and you start to evolve into a marriage situation, it's a little bit different. But the fact of the matter remains, you've got hormones.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would have given us all those hormones if he wanted it to be just the need to get together once in a while to have a child.
Well, and let's face it, it's just, you know, the sex that happens in a marriage to create a baby is just like such a small percentage. I mean, even people who have lots of babies, so let's say they have, in a family, they have 6, 7, 8 kids. So that's 8 times, let's say, you know.
Right,
so you're saying
right.
Over like a 30, 40, 50-year marriage, 60-year marriage, you know, we can pinpoint those 8 times that babies were created. But, you know, there's a lot of other sex happening. And I think if we're honest about it, sex just serves a lot of other purposes. It's great stress relief.
We need to talk about those things. We're going into a break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about those things because I think it's important. Stay with us. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. I'm visiting this morning with Julie Seibert. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and I'm visiting this morning with Julie Seibert. And again, our discussion this morning is for mature audiences only. Parental discretion is advised. Going into the break, Julie, you were talking about something that I think is critically important, and that's the understanding that sex can be an outlet. It's not just, of course, necessary to procreate, but there are times when sex can be enjoyed just to be enjoyed, but there are also other times when, I know in my situation and in my married life, there have been times when it's like, this was such a horrific day and all I want to do is go have sex.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think sex, it can be, it's a great stress reducer. I think it binds us together in kind of an interesting way. You know, I always say to people when I'm speaking or in conversation, I'll say, you know, I just like my husband better after we make love. And I don't mean that in a, you know, it's just, it softens us to one another. It helps us extend grace easier. I just think it's, you know, the analogy that is often used is that it's good glue. It's good glue in a marriage. And I do think that that's true. I just think there's something powerful that happens in those moments when we make love that just endears us to one another, helps, it releases great things in your body as far as oxytocin and all that. And I just think that we just feel better. It's healthy for us. And so the more we can mutually enjoy it, the better, in my opinion. And I think that's echoed from people who do have that in their marriage and do nurture that. And the thing I would say about that is we have to be intentional about it. you know, sex often falls way, way down on the list of things to do in a marriage. And that's why we have to be intentional. We have to make the effort. Sometimes I say you have to push the laundry off the bed and have sex instead. Or you have to plop those kids in front of a movie and shut the bedroom door and, you know,
right.
spend a half an hour together or whatever. So, yeah, there's a lot of great benefits to it, for sure.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I know, you know, in my situation, that the thing that always rang true for me was having sex like that, having true intimacy like that, I never feel closer to my husband
mm-hmm.
than I do at the end of that event.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's almost like there's a oneness between the two of you now. And It's just an amazing feeling, and it's so sad for me to think that there are people out there that don't experience that with the person that they love.
Well, and it's sad to me, I would piggyback on that, Dr. Conaway, it's sad to me that there are people out there that really could be experiencing that. Like, I mean, I recognize that in some marriages there's big, deep issues. There's big, deep betrayals. There's, you know, past abuses or whatever. I get that. But there are also a lot of marriages, and I'm not saying those marriages can't heal because they can, but there are so many marriages where the husband and wife, or one of them sometimes, has just become really complacent about it. Like, sex just is a, you know, they just don't pursue it. And that becomes their normal. I always say that whatever direction we walk in will become our normal. So if we walk in the direction of health, if we walk in the direction of healthy relationship, or even physical health, whatever, that starts to become our normal. If we, you know, are complacent and, you know, we don't pursue those healthy habits, then that becomes our normal. So I always challenge couples, like, what do you want your normal to be? Like, do you want your normal to be like, oh, we have sex every 4 months, maybe, or we have sex on our anniversary and that's it? Or do you want your normal to be that this is an intricate part of our relationship? Well, if you want healthy to be your normal, you have to walk in the direction of health.
That is so true. And, you know, you make such good points around those things when I go out and I read your website. Again, folks, intimacyinmarriage.com is the website, intimacyinmarriage.com. And you go into such detail in so many areas. And, I, you know, one of the areas that you go into great detail in is an area of orgasm, and then also the area of oral sex and things that, you know, some people have real issues with. Some people, because of their upbringing, because of things they've been told or taught, things that were shared with them when they were young, they may have misconceptions about whether or not this is acceptable in the eyes of God, or, you know, whether or not it's something that won't condemn me to hell for the rest of my life. You know, those are the kinds of things that people walk away with when they've had serious discussions with perhaps people who are not giving them the best information.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. This is Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The FBI has been authorized to expand its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the White House giving it the green light to do that. Yesterday, President Trump was asked if he thinks it's okay for the investigation to include interviewing Kavanaugh.
I think it's fine if they do.
While the FBI investigation isn't over yet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects a vote to confirm Kavanaugh before the week is over.
And I'm pleased to announce that all 51 Republican members of the Senate support the motion to proceed to the nomination.
At least six people injured this morning when a truck drove into a crowd of protesters at a McDonald's in Flint, Michigan. The group protesting for the right for fast food workers to form unions. Reports are authorities believe the incident was just an accident. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Julie Seibert and discussing topics for mature audiences only. Parental discretion is advised. We are talking about healthy intimacy in the marriage bed and intimacy the way God intended it to be. And I want to remind you, Julie's website is amazing, intimacyinmarriage.com. intimacyinmarriage.com. Get out there and take a look. And Julie, I can't I can't say enough how educational I find this website to be. It's truly, I mean, you poured your heart and soul into it. And you certainly, yeah, and you certainly have brought to light many of the things that people have issues, most of the things I would think that people have issues with. I don't know, there's probably something out there that you haven't addressed, but going through your website, I mean, it's all out there. Your resource page is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think before the break we were talking a little bit about oral sex and how that's can be an issue that, you know, particularly in the Christian realm, some people think it's okay, some people don't. And I think there's nothing wrong with oral sex within a marriage, within the exclusivity of a marriage relationship. What I always say is, where do we draw that arbitrary line? Like if when people try to argue that oral sex is not okay in God's eyes, I'm like, well, you know, does he say it's not okay to kiss your husband's chest? Well, no. You know, I mean, I think that it's more of a boundary that people have created rather than something that really lines up with God's word. I mean, I think that if we, you know, dig into Song of Songs in the Bible, I think that it is very much referencing oral pleasure within a marriage. That being said, I don't think marriage should be a place where we force people to do stuff either. So you have to balance that with if somebody really has reservations for some reason, I don't think the spouse who wants oral sex in the marriage should be in a situation of forcing it. So couples have to wrestle that out. But when couples or one person in the couple is hesitant about it, I always want them to dig deeper about that. Like, why is it? Why? Do you associate it with sex out there in society? Well, just because something happens out there in society doesn't make it wrong within the marriage bed. So I'm a fan of oral sex. That's just the stand I take, but I respect that some people don't take that stand.
Well, and I think that that's where open dialogue becomes so important. And, you know, I know that there are some people who feel very insecure in their marriage bed because one or the other wants oral sex and they don't, and yet they're afraid to open up about it or afraid to say anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it comes back to that authentic dialogue. And what I always tell people, too, sometimes people get hung up on, in fact, I just wrote a post on this called Imprisoned by Your Sexual Inhibitions, Do You Want to Break Free? Because I think sometimes what the stumbling block is that people are thinking, well, what would my friends think, or what would my, you know, church small group think, or whatever, if they knew we were doing this in bed. And I always say, well, they don't. Like, that's, you are privy in the exclusivity of your marriage bed. There's privacy there, and there should be safety in knowing that what happens, you know, that old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I think the same applies to our marriage bed. You know, what happens in our marriage bed stays in our marriage bed. You know, the positions we try, the role-playing we do, the mutually pleasing things that we do sexually are not open for discussion among our friends, our children, our neighbors, or whatever. So I think that should give us some freedom, too, knowing that that exclusivity factor is there. And so, yeah, I just think there's freedom in the marriage bed, and when we embrace that, it's just healthy for our relationship, definitely.
And I think that that, at least in part, gets back to that superficial realm in which I think many people live today. Don't worry about what other people would think. Other people don't even need to know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. You know, my husband and I have mind-blowing great sex, but no one knows the intimate details of that. And that's how it should be. And so I think it's just such a healthy area where we can express ourselves and show our love for each other, and just such a vital part of marriage.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when, and especially when you find in a situation, to people who are trying to start a family, trying to raise a family, trying to maintain a household, trying to get the animals to the vet, all of those things that have to be done in your everyday life. This is an outlet, and it should be a very, very comfortable, relaxing, enjoyable experience. And when one person struggles for one reason or another, it takes away from that. And that's where we get back to what you have stressed is so important so many times, that authentic dialogue, being able to open up and say, you know, I just have to let you know that when you do that, it does not excite me. It does not turn me on. Or when you don't do that, I feel as though something's been left out. You know, being able to have that authentic dialogue is so critically important. And the thing that I find that is so sad in so many relationships that I'm familiar with today, people just don't talk to each other. They don't talk to each other about a lot of things, but they definitely don't talk to each other about these things.
Well, and sometimes it just takes the courageous being able to, I think when we, not only when we're able to express what we enjoy or don't enjoy sexually, but also to basically ask that question of our spouse, what do you like? Like, you know, to kind of open the door of dialogue too, instead of waiting for them to open it, maybe you're going to have to be the brave one. Maybe you're the one who's going to have to say, hey, I just think our intimacy could be more amazing. You know, I want to know what turns you on. What turns you on? Like, what do you like? You know, being able, they seem like such simple questions, but they can open up profound dialogue. And once that ice is broken, so to speak, then I think it really equips a couple to be able to communicate about what they like sexually and to be able to be vulnerable about where their struggles are. You know, another thing under my resource page is I have a whole page with posts about body image struggles. And a lot of women struggle with body image. And I think being able to talk about that, because it's interesting, so many women think that their husbands aren't attracted to their body, whereas research shows what we hear from husbands is that they want their wife. They want the woman they married. They want the woman who gave them children, you know, baby fat and all. You know, they want the woman that they do life with. So sometimes the hang-ups we have about body image are not as much a hang-up for our husband as we've made them out to be. So, like, being able to have dialogue about that and recognize that, I think, is just so powerful.
And I do think that that's important. And I think that it gets back to, again, so many people live in a very superficial world.
They do.
And if a woman feels the least bit intimidated by the way she looks, or because she has that few extra pounds that she put on when she was making the baby and hasn't been able to lose that yet, it can be intimidating for a woman to have those uneasy or uncomfortable feelings about that. And then that takes away from the whole pleasurable experience on both sides.
Oh, my gosh, it does, Dr. Conaway. It's so sad. You know, I hear from women who say, we can never have sex with the lights on, or we can never have sex during the day, or we can never have sex in a different position than missionary position. Or, you know, I just think, well, you know, they struggle with the body image thing, but I'm always quick to say, you know, amazing sexual intimacy is more about an attitude and an approach to how we view sexual intimacy than it is about having the perfect size breasts or the perfect flat stomach or, you know, all that. It's more about our attitude. And, you know, one of the posts on my site that just got a ton of hits was when I talked about how men really appreciate, husbands really appreciate sexual confidence in their wives. So that's kind of a key factor, you know, that she wants to be there. She enjoys their intimacy regardless of what size she is or what the babies have done to her body. She wants to be there. And I think we can move past some of those body image struggles, but we have to be willing to move past them.
Well, that's the thing. We have to be willing to accept that that's probably what the issue is. Let's figure it out and not just constantly shut the door and not think about it. And that's where I think that so many people get into, you know, these hard issues, these long-term issues. They're just not willing to think about it or address the issue. They stick their head in the sand, if you will. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll finish out this segment with Julie Seibert. And again, I have enjoyed so much sharing this information. I hope you will take advantage of her website, intimacyinmarriage.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Welcome back. You're listening to Power Hour Radio. with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Julie Seibert, and again, discussing topics for mature audiences only. Parental discretion is advised. Julie, I can't tell you enough how much I've enjoyed this. And, you know, during the break, I'm kind of chuckling to myself. My listeners know more about me than I guess they probably ever wanted to know about me after this discussion. But the bottom line is, this is, in my opinion, a topic that has become too taboo. It's a topic that I believe people need to be more open about. And if for no other reason than to encourage people, young and old, to live life to the fullest, to experience their partner to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do think that the kind of dialogue that you and I have had today, and then, you know, my website and other websites out there, I do think we're trying to shine more light on the possibilities. That's what I always say when I always am speaking or writing. I'm always trying to, like, shine light on the possibilities of what sex can be in a marriage, and how transformational it can be, not only for the couple. This is what I always say, too, is, like, if you want to be a better parent, a better volunteer, a better worker, a better neighbor, all that stuff, I think the stronger we build our marriages, the better it is in all those other areas of our life, the better equipped we are to be healthy in those other areas. So I just think it is. It's a good discussion to have. And like you've pointed out, there's lots of great resources there on my site. I'm doing a book giveaway right now because I reached 10,000 likes on Facebook, so people can enter that. And you know, I have a free guide out there, 3 Keys to Passionate Sex God's Way. People can get that free guide. So, you know, I just think there's lots to learn, and it's good, healthy stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And you're so right. You know, I know that from my personal experience, I feel exhilarated. I feel empowered. I feel encouraged. I feel like I can conquer the world. And I feel that way because of a very powerful relationship with my husband. And, you know, I know that what you're saying, some people would kind of dismiss, but when we look at the human body, and of course, when we look at it from the health perspective, there are a lot of things that go on when a person has sex.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These things drive to better health. I mean, better health in various different ways, and we could go on with that forever. I don't have time today, but I think that that's important for people to realize. People who are in a relationship that's a strong, healthy relationship that has that intimacy involved in that relationship are healthier people. They're healthier people not only from the emotionally healthy perspective, but they're healthier people from the physical perspective as well.
Oh, absolutely. I just think that the more that can be nurtured, and that if there are deep struggles within a marriage sexually, the more those can be addressed and dealt with. I'm team hope. That's, you know, I bank on the side of hope. And I am always trying to, whenever I'm trying to encourage people, it's from this aspect of, as long as you're still married, as long as you're still in it, you know, what can you do, or what can be done to heal past hurts and to nurture healthy, passionate sexual intimacy? Because I feel like as long as you're still in the marriage, there's still some hope there. And I just think when I hear from couples who say, or women in particular, and say, oh, my gosh, I wish I had known this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I'm always quick to say, well, where you are right now, start where you are. You know, start
exactly
where you are.
Yep. Don't regret what you didn't know or what you didn't do. Pick up and take off now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so important. I think that's important for people to realize, because that's just, you know, that's just one more thing that kind of adds to the conflict, is if you're feeling remorseful about something that you didn't know or didn't do or wish you had done. Oh, my gosh, get over that and move on.
Well, I had to do that, Dr. Conaway. I had a failed marriage, and a big part of it was our struggle with sexual intimacy. And so here I was, this you know, young divorced woman with a toddler, you know, and
right.
I had to find a way to channel my regrets and my discouragement, my disappointment, and I have found this way to speak authentically about this, and my current marriage has benefited greatly because I learned from my past, and I learned what it means to nurture healthy sexual intimacy, and it's been powerful in our marriage, so powerful.
And I think that's what more people need to learn to do. They need to let go of the past. I mean, I'm sure back then there was obviously a lot of conflict for you, and that gave you, that empowered you, if you will, to drive forward in this realm. And look what you've done for the rest of us.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I hope so. I hope I'm doing my part, and I feel called to do my part. I feel like I need to do it. I need to speak up and write and speak and blog and talk to other advocates like you and shed more light on it. And I think when we do that, it empowers other people. It equips other people that, yeah, I can do this. I can improve intimacy in my marriage. I can take baby steps. That's what I always say, too. Baby steps count. Do something.
You know? Right,
baby steps
exactly.
Count.
Exactly. And, you know, you come from the perspective of wanting everything to be the way God intended it to be and, you know, not something other than that. And I think that that's so important, and especially for people who have whatever hang-ups they may have because of what they feel God may or may not find acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe in the marriage bed, he finds a lot more acceptable than we've given him credit for.
Right,
I think passion and pleasure and oneness and freedom in the marriage bed within the exclusivity, you know, the safety of the marriage bed, I think he has a broader perspective on that than we've given God credit for and that we've embraced in our marriages.
Oh, I believe that's true, and I honestly believe that if people were to follow more of what you have shared and take a closer look at their own intimacy and intimacy in their own marriage, we might find that there would be a lot fewer affairs going on, people looking for something else,
yeah.
And people trying to find it outside their marriage. That, you know, to me, that speaks of a significant issue and problem, and a lot of that, in my opinion, gets back to, again, the inability to have that authentic dialogue and really work out with your partner what you need, what feels good, and what they need.
Absolutely.
Well, Julie, I hear that music in the background signaling the end of another Power Hour radio show, and for that I'm sorry, because I could go on talking with you for a long time.
I could too, Dr. Conaway, I could too.
But I appreciate you so much being with me and spending your time with us today, so thank you. And again, folks, get out to intimacyinmarriage.com, intimacyinmarriage.com. Julie, I'd love to have you come back again.
Absolutely, I'd love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Conaway, for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Okay, Julie, thank you. Have a great day. And thank you, listeners. Thank you for spending time with us today. And we'll look forward to being together again tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. So long for now.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.